We are to go to the ends of the earth, September 29. Christ commends those who serve him. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Matthew 25:21. The Lord is willing to do great things for us. We shall not gain the victory through numbers, but through the full surrender of the soul to Jesus. We are to go forward in his strength, trusting in the mighty God of Israel. It is essential to have an intelligent knowledge of the truth, for how else could we meet its wily opponents? The Bible must be studied not alone for the doctrines it teaches, but for its practical lessons. You should never be surprised. You should never be without your armor on. Be prepared for any emergency, for any call of duty. Be waiting, watching for every opportunity to present the truth, familiar with the prophecies, familiar with the lessons of Christ. But do not trust in well-prepared arguments. Argument alone is not enough. God must be sought on your knees. You must go forth to meet the people through the power and influence of His Spirit. God would have you minute men, as were the men who composed Gideon's army. When in the day of final awards, the reward is given to each as his works have been, it is your privilege to have redeemed souls whom you have been the means of helping come to you and say, "You lifted me out of discouragement," and the Master will say to you, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." The Lord keeps a complete list of his workers, and in Bible history he has given us the names of a few. Among those who were faithful stewards are Abraham, Joseph, Moses, Elijah, Daniel, Nehemiah, John, and Paul. The workers in the vineyard of the Lord have the example of the good of all ages to stimulate them. They have to encourage them the love of God, the ministration of angels, the sympathy of Jesus, and the hope of winning precious souls to shine forever as stars in their crown of rejoicing.